And they were just young. They'd never been raised in a cage or anything. And they were called heifers. And then if they're raised cage, well, then they're called young cows. Mm-hmm. And they're cows. They're really a cow, just mm-hmm. like a... and then take the bulls, and they're just bulls, and that's all there is to them. And of course, you can, after they're caponized or whatever you want to call it, and then they're called steers. Uh-huh. And then that's when they use them that way when they're fattened. You don't fatten bulls, you fatten the steers. And that's when they made steers out of them, and that's when they don't, you just have one bull, and you can have 100 steers.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't need, but just one bull. But that's what they all, everybody call. Now oxes, they have ox, you know.
I was going to ask you about that. Mm-hmm.
The oxes, they're mostly bulls. Mm-hmm. Most all oxes, bulls.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a steer,
mm-hmm.
but they're mostly stouter.
Okay.
A bull is stouter than an ox and than a steer,
mm-hmm.
and chances are in the olden time they never did mark their what you'd call caponize them or castrating them a thing. They never would. They just let them be bulls,
mm-hmm.
and they'd not use them as a horse,
mm-hmm.
as ox,
mm-hmm.
and they're stouter. They're stouter and they can stand more than the steer can stand. And they can live off of, you know, rougher stuff, and they just stout and they claim. That's what they claim. I don't know. But anyhow, you can have an ox, and he might be a steer, he might be a bull.
Mm-hmm.
But you never use a cow for an ox, hardly
mm-hmm.
ever. Of course, now there have been some cows that will work. I expect in these olden countries now that they, back in Africa or somewhere, they do work some of those cows, those
mm-hmm.
milk cows.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call the male horse?
Well, he's a stallion.
Uh-huh.
Stallion.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person was riding a horse and went to sleep, he'd say, I guess.
Yeah, he fell off, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He went to sleep and fell off.
Mm-hmm. And how about if a little child went to sleep on the bed and then next morning found himself on the floor, he'd say, well, I must have...
Rolled off? He must have rolled off.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Or his brother kicked him off once.
He might have fell off,
or he might have rolled off, or his brother might have kicked him off.
What would they call the things they put on a horse's feet to protect them?
Horseshoes, they're made out of iron.
What part of the foot would they put that on?
On the bottom part, you know.
Would that attach it to what?
Well, they nail it to the hoof.
To the hoof, uh-huh.
You know, the hoof sits down like that,
mm-hmm.
all the way around. Well, you put the shoe on the bottom, but you nail them on the bottom, and you clench your nails on top, around the edge of that hoof. And it'll grow off. When it grows off, well, then you got to redo it all. And, of course, by that time, it's more that hoof has grown down, so you drive your nail up a little bit further in the hoof. And if you do it too often, in the Western countries, well, a lot of times they have to let a horse lay off 3 weeks, I mean 3 months, till his hoof grows out because they've done wore them off.
They wore the hoof off
so bad till they can't show them. Well, they have to let them go barefooted for until they grow off.
Do they have one on every foot?
Oh yeah, you can have them on every foot if you want to, or you can just have them in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Now most of the horses will wear their own feet off on the back.
Oh, they will?
They'll wear them to a certain extent. Now, single foot or a pacing, a lot of time they'll drag the hind feet and they'll wear them off, and they have to shoe them to keep wearing too much.
So then they'd have to put it on all four
Most of the time they'll always shoe them on all four. But you can get by on two in front.
Mm-hmm.
If your horse is tender footed, he's not apt to be tender footed on the back. He's more than apt to be tender footed on the front.
I see.
If you just put it on there for the tender foot part, like.
Well, now, are the hooves, why would that be? Are the hooves more?
Well, see, the front hoof is more protection, and it comes to, I think it would knock more stones out of the way, or it gets more roughness than the back.